ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमभ्याय कृष्णाय नाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सहाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय भक्त्याविहीनाय पराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वन्दे नमस्ते चरणाय तवैवास्मि न जुहां तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं माम चरणं समर्पयितुम् उन्नतोज्ज्वलरसां स्वभक्तिशील बाय अनकंडीशनल मर्सी चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज कम टू दिस वर्ल्ड ही हैज कम टू गिव उन्नत उज्ज्वल रस श्रीय And I was explaining that what is Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. I explained that though the love and affection and services to Krishna from friends, from his mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba father so much high, but it is not Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. The love and affection of Satyabhama and Rukmini is so high, but it is not called Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. I told the pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam about Rukmini, how he used to love Krishna, giving his heart and everything totally. But his affection and love was not so highest as the love and affection of gopis. Now I am giving an example from Srimad Bhagavatam, how Satyabhama was dearest and beloved of Krishna, but still his love and affection is not called. Once Krishna was sitting in the assembly of all the queens were there. Some were fanning him, some were giving chamas, some another service, all were serving Krishna. And in the meantime, Narada Rishi came with a parijat flower from heaven. so beautiful, so fragrant. This one flower made whole Dwarkapuri Puri fragrant. He came. At once he was praying to Krishna that, I'm giving these flowers to you. And in front of me just now, you should give to any of your queen which you beloved, love more, much more. Who is the your best beloved?
Favorite.
You can give in their hands. Krishna was thinking that Narada is so jolly and he is so tricky. He always wants to make any problem. Now if I am going to give this flower to any of my queen, so many problems. All will be upset and they will be opposite of me. So why Narada came and in front of her, all he is telling me to give, to take and to give any one of his queen. What to do? But Narada was repeatedly telling him that I want to see that you should give in my front and I will be so happy. Krishna saw that there is no any other means. I cannot cheat Narada because Narada is so so qualified in cheating all others. So he took it and began to saw towards the beautiful queen. All were knowing that Krishna loves me more than anyone. All of them. Because always Krishna, to whom he used to meet, he used to tell that you are my dearest queen. So all were thinking that Krishna will give to me only, not to anyone else. But Krishna, anyhow, he took it and he gave it to in the hands of Rukmini. Seeing this, Rukmini became so much happy and thought that I am beloved of Krishna more and I am so fortunate to have affection for Krishna. Now it is clear that I am and I am highest in all these things. All the kings' mouth became fed, especially Satyabhama, became like a very poisonous lady snake. If anyone touch with a stick or anything, this stuff, like this, she became and began to hiss. Krishna, Narada Rishi was so happy and he was testing all these things. But Krishna, anyhow, he became, there is a very big problem. Narada has created this. So now he was thinking what to do. So all were unhappy except Rukmini, but especially Satyabhama was so furious, became she, that he could not take her heart, and anyhow some symptoms that she is some crude anger, she could not shake. She at once went from there, giving up all the samaj,
assembly.
And she took up his very beautiful garments, royal dresses,
ornaments,
everything. And he went in the anger room. In India, all the kings had some Kopabhavan. Kopabhavan means anger room. If anyone has some man,
Sulky
mood. They used to give up their garments all and take some
Word and torn cloth,
dirty, and to go in the bathroom, sitting or lying on the ground only, not in palanca, and lamenting and weeping. Then if the king will hear, then he will come and satisfy. So Satyabhama went there, gave him all the royal dresses, all the ornaments, and she was now weeping loudly, taking so much long breath, and she was at that time so furious. Krishna also told that it is a very big problem, and he left that
assembly.
And he followed where Satyabhama was, lying down on the earth and repenting. She was lying down, and Krishna came very silently, and he sat by her side, and he wanted to give his hand like but he see at once like furious
snake,
lady snake. She did like so that Krishna hands were forced. But even Krishna has so many not realized all these things, and he is so expert in all these things, being in Vrindavan with Gopi. It was nothing for Krishna to satisfy Srimati Satyabhama. He used to satisfy Srimati Radhika, pacify Radhika. Even here he has no flute. Do you know why? Because their anger is not so high that I will have to use bansi here. By doing so, it will go away. And if I will be anger also, get out from my palace, I don't want to see your face, then automatically it will come down. But for gopis, Krishna cannot tell like this, because they are not living in the palace of Krishna. Krishna is not supporting any gopi, not giving anything to eat or anything. They are not subordinate to Krishna in any way. They are as swatantra,
independent,
as Krishna is. But they can chastise Krishna also. Krishna cannot do that. Go away from my room. They will tell, I don't take anything from you. You are not giving me clothes and anything else. So you can go out of our room. If Krishna cannot pacify them, that they can take the help of Lalita and Vishakha. If they are failed also, he will take the help of Subal. If he is held, then he will take his bansi and make a very, very karuna ras from his throat. Karuna means pathetic. I cannot live without you. He will tell him this. And I am dying, and at once Riyadika will come. Once, anyhow, by Krishna behavior, Srimati was so much like anger, like that is man. And he was not meeting with Krishna. So many days passed. Krishna was so much repenting and wanted to such a skill how to specify. So he took shelter in the lotus feet of Vishakha and Lalita. And they told something in the ears of Krishna. And Krishna followed. Krishna came in the shape of a student. Having some pothi here. Pothi means any book here. Sacred tray. Wooden sandal. And some umbrella of any leaf, palm leaves. And he came there. He was telling that I am a brahmachari, shishya of Gargacharya. I can wait for alms only for 1 minute. When a cow is milked in the such a time I can be. Otherwise I will go. If I am going barren, empty handed, then so much sufferings and calamities may come. It may be that cows will die. It may be the master of cows and house will die. So he was coming to the house of the mother-in-law of Srimati Radhika in Jawar. Crying, Alakh Niranjan, Alakh Niranjan, Alakh Niranjan. Those who are Mayavadi Sannyasi, they do like this. Alakh Niranjan, Alakh Niranjan. Alakh Niranjan means shouting the name of Brahma, who is shapeless, having no attributes, no power, nothing. Nirgun, just like Nirgun Brahma. Alakh Niranjan. Her sister, mother-in-law saw that a very beautiful, like son, a Brahmin, a student, asking for or begging something. In the morning he is there. She wanted to give, but he denied to take anything from her hands. Whether you are married, not married, widow or what thing, I don't know. So, if an chaste lady having the symptoms that she is married, I can take something. Went into house and told Srimati Radhika, dear daughter, I am praying you, a very powerful, like son, a yogi has come, a student, and like rays are coming from him. So don't disobey, don't dishonor. Take some alms and give it to that Brahman, a student. He is perhaps the student of Gargacharya. And he looks like so pandit scholar also in Vedas and all. She refused, I cannot go to anyone who is so much if he is so much scholar. A scholar or beautiful or yogi or anything. Because he always
blaming me
that you are speaking with so many boys and others. So I cannot go. Totally refused. Again and again she was
requesting
her, but she was not ready. Then he told to Lalita and Vishakha, she is not obeying me. But if she is not going to give alms to that boy, then our all kais will die. And my son Abhimanyu will also die. So you should help me. Then they both went to Srimati Radhika. You should follow your mother-in-law. You should go and give alms. Anyhow, by Vishakha and
Lalita.
She took some grains, gold and coins, and so many things, you know, atta means
flowers
and all things in his golden pot. And in a golden pot, keeping his bell up to here so that anyone cannot see his face, very slowly taking the help of his sakhis, she came out of his room where he was standing. She wanted to give that all in the pot, jholi,
bag,
not bag. Krishna has made his cloth like this. She wanted to give, but Krishna refused. I cannot take it. I have come for so much distance, far away. Only to bear your anger in my this cloth. If you are smiling and give your anger, then I will be satisfied. Otherwise, I will die. She smiled some very little smile and she gave that pot on the head of Krishna. Everything, not in jholi but on the head of Krishna. And she at once returned with his sakhis. Sakhis were laughing, all were laughing. And Krishna was satisfied. Here to pacify Srimati Radhika or Gopis, Krishna has to do so many things. So many things. Bansi fell, Lalita Vishakha fell, Sridham Subal all fell, Krishna fell. Then he had to discover anything else to pacify them. He had no use of Bansi float, no use of taking help of Vishakha and all gopis, Subal Sridham. Only he is just chastising to them is enough for them.
Threatening.
But now he is not, it is the last Antim unka astra hoga. His last
weapon.
He anyhow told very mildly that why you are so angry? It is only a flower. I will give you whole tree with full of flowers. And I will plant in your courtyard. So don't be so worried. She told, I don't want. Go away from here. I don't want. You are lie person.
Liar.
You are lawyer. You are cheater. We cannot believe you. To each and to me, Several times you have told that you are my beloved, most beloved in all. But I have seen you. Only you tell like this, but never follow. You cheat all. Krishna, I am not cheating you. Have a faith on me. You can test me. Again, give a chance. Yes, I am giving you one chance more. If you can plant, as you have told that Parijat tree in my courtyard and full of
flowers,
then I will help you. So come on and sit on the Garuda, on the back of Garuda. And he also sat there. And in the way he killed Narakasura. No? And then he proceeded towards heaven. He went in heaven. And he told to Indra, you always tell that I am your friend. So I want one tree of Parijat. I will take it to earth. And I will plant in the courtyard of Satyabhama. Please be pleased with me and give me one tree of Nandan Kanan. Nandan Kanan is full of Parijat tree. He told that, oh, I see that you have so dared to tell me the like so. Get out from heaven and go to earth at once. Parijat tree cannot be given. What to Parijat tree? Even a flower cannot be given to worldly person. At once return from here. How you came here? Any person cannot come here without after doing astrology for lakhs and lakhs years. You should go. And don't want this. Krishna told that I have come here to take that tree. I will uproot and take it with me there.
At that time Kirtan was going on heaven, so you want Kirtan here.
So he refused totally. Then Krishna went in on this back of Garuda to Nandan Kanan. He uprooted one tree and he was returning to Dwarka. But in the meantime, midway, Indra with his all soldiers, with his son and all others, attacked to Krishna to take away that tree. But at last Krishna defeated them all. At the same time, the son of Krishna, Pradyumna came. He defeated the son of Indra, Jayanta, and Krishna defeated Indra and all his soldiers. And he returned to Dwarka. And there, he called all the queens there in the home of Satyabhama, and in front of them he planted that tree in the garden of Satyabhama. Satyabhama was so happy now, and he was trying to honor all the queens. But if a flower gave Krishna to Rukmini and Satyabhama was displeased, and all are coming to his home and tree was given to Satyabhama, was planted in the house, what is the condition of all the queens? Rukmini is there, but she is so grave. She also thinking that, oh, Krishna is making more place, and Satyabhama is more beloved to Krishna, but she is not telling anything, and anything was not came out from his any system
symptom
from his body. You are so great. Here we see some
envy
there in Dwarka. There is no chance of any bhava, but it is a class of a prakrita prem,
transcendental love.
Transcendental love to make Krishna pleased there. So highest class of love and affection and services to Krishna is there. But even the mood and affection of Satyabhama is not unnata ujjvala. Only the mood of gopis. You know, there are so many kinds of gopis. Siddha, Kaya view of Krishna, of Radhika. Some Nitya Siddha, some Sadhana Siddha. So many gopis are there. In Sadhana, there are Shruti Chari, coming from Shruti Mantra. Jauthaki, coming in youth, youth men in
group.
Coming in one or duel.
One or two.
Ajauthaki. Coming Sadhana Siddha from Janakpuri. Coming from Dandakaranya, Rishichari, Munichari, Rishichari, Srutichari. These are all Sadhana Siddha. They have given up their anger, lust, worldly desires. When they were doing Sadhana in their past lives, at the time of their Sadhana Avastha,
Sadhana,
in beginning they are given. So they gradually they received Nishtha, then Ruchi, and then Asakti, and gradually Shuddha Sakta from the heart of Ragatmik gopis. No? Very, very rare. Yeah. Kitna baja? Kitna samay? So you can do a kirtan or any kirtan. So, go for the Lord. That in Prakat Braja, to be in Prakat Braja, is so rare. No? There is no worldly desire, worldly pain, suffering, sorrow, anything. They don't know. Because they have crossed all these things in the age of sadhana, bhav, and prem also. Now they have prem. So they have taken birth in Braja. Who are Sadhana Siddha? The Kaya of Radhika, those gopis who are Kaya view of Radhika.
But any manifestation of Radhika?
Expansion of Srimati Radhika. They went direct in the Ras. They go. Yogmaya always makes arrangements to go there. No problems, nothing obstacles. Also, Nitya Siddha
they also go. No disturbance, no problem for them. Only sadhana siddha gopis, in the past life, they have done the puja of Katyayani to have husband Krishna praying to Katyayani. Katyayani, Mahamaye, Mahajoginda Bhishwari, Nanda Gopasutam, Patime Kurute Namaha. We want that you should give us benediction that Krishna should my husband. So they became in their birth of when they came in Braja by the womb of any gopi and they were married to any gop, but hearing the glories of Krishna, sometimes hearing the flute of Krishna from others, they had so much affection of Krishna to meet Krishna. The day when they heard the Venunad flute sound, they were going to meet Krishna. But their husband stopped. To whom? Sadhana Siddha Gopi, who had come recently and taken birth there. There are so many Sadhana Siddha mixing with Nitya Siddha Gopis, they have gone very easily there. No restriction, nothing. Only for those who have reached recently and were married, and they may have some children also, they were checked. Because the ladies who have some children and they have some relation with their husband, they cannot go there. Though they were checked there. Why they checked? There was something which should go away. So, when they were checked there, they were so much feeling for separation. Separation like fire.
Burning fire separation.
And in that burning fire, there is something which was ashubha.
Unfavorable.
It burnt. And in their remembrance, in their meditation, they took Krishna in their heart and so much strongly embraced that in Milan, in meeting with Krishna, something which was auspicious thing for them, it also was burnt. What it was? Not any material things, nothing material desire or anything. What were shubh and ashubh? Pious and unpious. What these things were there? Gopi was not burnt. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and all our acharya have told that. Any one of gopi was not burnt. But their mood, which was unpious or pious activity, were burnt. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to whom he met, like Jagai and Madai, he did not cut their heads. No one was used. No chakra, nothing. only their mood were changed. But they became in new life, not past life. Because everything sinful activities or good activities were punished. You should also think, should understand, any worldly pious or unpious, both activities are bindings. They will disturb in service of Krishna. So sadhak in their sadhana stage, everything goes away. Bad activities and good activities. In Sanskrit they are called pap and punya. The fruit of bad activities is pap. What is pap?
Sin.
And the good activities, punya, pious activities. If both are there, you will have to take birth again and again. So you will have to give up both things. Then it will be asakti, and after that it will bhav. But gopis have crossed all these stages and they have come in the womb of gopis. No? So what was burnt? If there was no good and pious and bad activities, punya or
paap,
then what was burnt there? Being there. In past life, they have so much authority for Katyayanis that Krishna should be our husband. It is absurd to go in Braj in the mood of husband taking Krishna. Understand? Not? It is Swakiya Bhav. Yes. All the Rajkumaris of Janakapur, when Ram went to Janakapur, they saw the beauty of Ram. And so much attracted. When they saw that Ram is marrying with Sita, they became so much happy. But still there was something lacking there. What lacking? Why we are not given marriage to Ram? We want to be that Ram should be my husband and wife of Ram. We want to be married to Krishna. Ram was himself God. He is also Krishna. Manifestation of Krishna, Swarup of Krishna. He is not other than Ram, Krishna. So he took all their modes in him and told that in this life I cannot make you my wife. I cannot make. But internally, I have adopted you. I have accepted you. We'll have to wait for this, for next birth. I'm telling my Yogmaya to give a birth in the womb of Gopi there. And there, when you will be young, you will have the association of Nitya Siddhar Kai Vivaha Paradika. Okay. Then you will be qualified to be my beloved there. And you enjoy all these things there. So this mood was something in their hearts that he should be your husband. But why they went to the womb of gopis? Because Ram has told like so, that promise that you will be my beloved there. So They are waiting only for this thing, that husband moves to go away. And this is past thing. But even it was problem for that, that this should not go away. So from Sakya they will be Parkiya Bhava. Parkiya Bhava was not in them at that time. They wanted to love Krishna, but their chastity was problem from them. There was no problem from Nitya Siddha or all these gopis. But there was some problem in newly coming and having birth in there. They had never met with Krishna. Only from far away they may see. Or they had come by marriage newly, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 1 year, 2 years, in Braja. They are from Indraprastha. They may be of other parts of Braja. And they have come to Nandagaon. They have come to Javat by marriage. They want to love, but they cannot love. They cannot freely meet to Krishna, because this was a big problem for them. So when they took Krishna in their heart and they strongly embraced, at once this pure thing. Secondly, there are some children and they have met with their husband, so they cannot go with Krishna. Those who have any affection for a little weight to their children and husband, that he is my husband, they cannot go. Any gopis, why, you know, all the gopis had no connection with their husband. When they were becoming young,